My family was active in Grange. I'm a fourth generation Grange member. So starting with my great grandparents in the early 1900s over in Monroe, Washington, and have been busy, active ever since.
Tell me what the Grange is.
So the Grange is an agricultural fraternal family organization. It was started in 1867, right after the Civil War. The president sent one of our founders down to the South and said, "Why isn't agriculture doing well?" And he had on his lapel a button from the Masons. He was a member of the Masons, and even though he was a Northerner, was treated very well and accepted in those farm homes that he visited in the South. That was the first clue that perhaps the way to get an agricultural organization started was to pattern it after the Masons or after a fraternal organization. And so he did. Since the very beginning, women and children have been involved in the Grange, and it's something that the whole family can attend and be active in and participate in, and that has always been a draw.
And it's, I guess, associated with the hall, a physical place, a Grange Hall. What is a Grange Hall then?
We know that in Washington State, maybe more than any other state in the country, where the Grange Halls are so familiar and linked to that local Grange. When you talk about Grange, people are like, "Oh my goodness, my grandparents, my parents, myself were married, had different events held at a Grange Hall, or I used to go to Grange dances." And those halls are indeed linked to that Grange by the activities that they hold and the discourse that's been held there over the years. You know, if you can imagine those discussions over decades and decades and generations of how do we make this community better.
Is there a religious component of some kind, or is it more of a secular organization?
It's a Christian organization, but it's not a religious organization in that definition. It's also one of those organizations that's non-partisan. So you'll see the Grange involved in a lot of events and issues, sponsoring issues, but not sponsoring individuals.
But does the Grange get involved in political discussions?
Political discussions to the extent of issues. So if it's a political discussion on building a road or safe water or, you know, those sorts of things on issues, then yes. I mean, some of the things that you might think of with Grange are public power in Washington State was driven by the Grange. You can bet that was a discussion not only held in the legislature, but in every sort of community building across the state during that battle for our public power system. Things like school lunches. And lately in Washington State anyway, it's the going to the ballot and having that top two primary. When they said that open primary that we were used to for years and years was no longer legal, then the Grange fought for that top two to be the replacement for that. So we could again go to the polls and not have to say whether we were an R or a D, that classic strong Washington voter that doesn't want to pick one side or the other. We want to see all the issues and all the folks on the same ballot.
So would we see Grange members go to Olympia or Washington, D.C. and lobby for a bill or something
Yes.
like that? Would you also see them endorse candidates?
No.